Hello.
Good evening, ma'am. My name is Oscar from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. We would like to include your opinion. It's about 3 minutes long. Are you registered to vote in the state of Florida?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, ma'am. And what is your current official party voter registration on file with your county election office? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Republican.
Thank you, ma'am. And when there is a Republican primary elections in Florida, do you always vote? Most of the time,
yes.
Some of the time, or rarely? Always?
Always.
Thank you. Do you recognize the name of Rick Scott? And if you do,
yes.
do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Neutral.
Neutral, thank you. How about, do you recognize the name of Keith Gross?
No.
Gross, G-R-O-S-S, don't recognize the name? Okay, thank
no,
you.
No, I don't.
What is your opinion on Mr. Donald Trump? Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Favorable. What is your opinion on Ron DeSantis?
Favorable.
Favorable, thank you. Let's move on. If the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Rick Scott and Keith Gross?
Probably Rick Scott, because I don't know the other one.
All right, Rick Scott. Do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
Probably somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida's U.S. Senator? Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Approve, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on reducing federal spending and the size of the federal government?
I can't comment on that. I don't know.
All right. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security?
I don't know either.
All right, very well. Not sure. Let's enter as not sure. Almost done. During the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee and was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate. Despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and a poor economy, Republican Senate candidates in many key states lost races most thought they would win. Some blame Scott's suggestion to cut Social Security as a reason. Does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or does it have no effect on your vote?
No effect.
No effect, thank you. Finally, I'm going to ask you again, if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Rick Scott and Keith Gross?
Well, the same answer I gave you before, probably Rick Scott, because I don't know the other one.
Sure, sure. Just making sure that you haven't changed your opinion. Almost done. Do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. And what is your age, please?
71.
So 65 plus, thank you. Which of the following best describe your race or ethnicity? White or Caucasian, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
The first.
Caucasian? Thank you.
Yes.
Do you consider yourself to be Cuban American? Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you.
No.
That's all right, ma'am. In terms of your gender identification, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you, ma'am. Just part of the survey. We are not supposed to assume gender anymore. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. Very kind of you, ma'am. Have a good one.
You're
good night.
Welcome. Good night.